Good morning. So I have an interesting story about perspective. I was at my sister-in-law's house for Thanksgiving, and they have a dog that's pretty nervous, right? He's very, a lot of anxiety and stuff. And she said, oh, well, you know, she was a COVID dog, and so she literally never left the property, and, you know, so she's just nervous around new things, whatever. And it's like, okay, whatever. I mean, you know, some dogs are anxious, some dogs aren't. But funny, the story I tell about my dog, who's very social and not so anxious and just, you know, dog, is the exact same thing, except with my perspective. So I tell the story of I got her during COVID, and because of COVID, I was home, as was pretty much everybody else. And so we went to the dog park every day. It was outdoors. You could social distance, be out in the fresh air where you're, you know, pretty unlikely to pass illness. And so she got tons of socializing during that time, like way more than she would have gotten had I been working. And so perspective, you know, some people have a story of COVID having been very limiting, and some people have stories of COVID being very expansive. And it's just boils down to perspective. There's nothing different. We're both live at the same time. We both are going through the same pandemic. I mean, we lived in different places. I lived in Las Vegas, and she lives in here in New Hampshire, but it's just interesting. And we can turn that inward and look at the stories we're telling ourselves. I've been doing this kind of work lately because I do have some stories around money and around, you know, success and my business and things I'm developing and, you know, what I have to do and getting jobs and all this dumb, you know, not dumb, but stuff that we all deal with sometimes. And I realize I'm like, I gotta have a perspective shift. Living here in New Hampshire is not my joy, but I'm like, why shouldn't it be? Why can't I change my narrative around it to allow more joy? I mean, it's still not be my home. My home has been Las Vegas, hasn't pretty much my entire adult life. But why can't I change my narrative around being here while I'm here? I'm out enjoying a walk with the dog. It's brisk, but you know, the sun's actually out and enjoying having the sun on my face. And you know, I might have to go sit in the heater for a while to warm up, but that's okay. So you just get your perspective. We have got to work on our mindset. This is what people are talking about with mindset shifts. You can live in fear or isolation or stuck. For me, it's like that stuck feeling lately, the last few months. You can live in that, or you can decide not to. Tell my son every day, decide to have a good day today. Decide to feel well. Decide, you know, how you're going to see things. My oldest son has been texting me all day, I don't feel good, Mom. I don't feel good. I want to come home. Now, this kid will do anything to avoid school. So I'm kind of like, nice try. You're not coming home. But he's like, well, my stomach hurts. I'm like, well, my stomach hurts a lot. We're working on cleaning up our diets, you know. And I said, but the difference between you and me is that I still survive if I don't feel good. Like, I still go to work, I still get my stuff done, and you wouldn't even know that I'm not feeling well. Because I don't let it ruin and run my entire existence. That doesn't mean that occasionally, if you don't feel good, you can't, you know, lie down on the couch and watch TV or whatever. But he's, you know, trying to do this every other week. You've got to decide how you're going to show up to everything in your life, from the little things to the big things. No matter, despite, whatever the word that goes there, your circumstances. I'm listening to The Richest Man in Babylon right now, and it's, you know, talking about all these things that we talk about all the time, and he's talking about how to create great wealth. And the second tenet was basically to You don't have to live to your means. So just because you make more money doesn't mean you have to spend more money. And I so agree. My brother said that to me a long time ago. Now, he and his wife are pretty wealthy. You know, both have really professional jobs. And he said that. He's like, if you make $1 million a year, you're going to spend $900,000 of it. If you make $100,000 a year, you're going to spend $90,000 of it or whatever. And he's like, in America, probably more like $1.5 million of it. And he's so right. We tend to live, and this book is saying the same thing. You're not wise if you're feeling the need to just spend more because. And he goes on to say, like, that doesn't mean that you can't ever indulge, but it means that you don't have to indulge just because. I don't even know how I got off on that tangent, but everything's choices. You know? And there was one other one that I was like, that hit me hard because I have been avoiding. The first one was to set aside 10% of your income all the time. And it wasn't so much that I don't do that, because I think I've been pretty good with money in my life. But he said, now if I commit to myself that I'm going to go for a walk and throw one pebble in the river every day, and then the seventh day I forget, I'm not going to come by on the eighth day and throw two in, or get on the 45th day, say, I'm bored of this. This is dumb. Let me just throw a whole handful in. He said, no, I'm going to commit to doing what I said I'm going to do. Now, this is where I'm like, oh, because I keep saying, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then I might do it for a few days. And then I'm like, I get sidetracked. That's on me. That's on all of us. We have got to be, and this is where discipline comes in. Now, not discipline to the extent of unwellness or anything, because it's not, I used to be so disciplined that it actually made me unwell. I was not listening to my body's needs. But disciplined enough that, you know, starting your own business, doing your thing, that means you have to show up and do it every day, whether you feel like it or not, whether you see the benefit on the other end or not, whether things are working or not. You have to show up. You have to commit to what you're committed to. You might have to at some point make adjustments based on what's happening or not happening. But that's not going to happen after 3 days or even 3 weeks. So it's interesting. I'm really enjoying this little book. It's only like 3 hours long. But yeah, perspective. That's where I started. I've looped into like 10 messages for today. But perspective. The stories we tell. I didn't even say anything because I don't get into those conversations with her because whatever. But her dog is anxious because of COVID, and my dog is super friendly and everyone knows her and likes her because of COVID. Same thing. Different story. And one's not necessarily better than the other. It just is. So we have to, you know, look at ourselves, decide what stories we want to tell, and start telling them. I've been thanking my body lately for taking up space. I have gained weight and I'm heavier, but that was one of my childhood wounds, was feeling like I didn't deserve to take up space. I remember running into that when I was like 7 months pregnant. Come here, puppy. I went to Los Angeles and these people were walking down the other side of the sidewalk, and I literally had to step out in the road because they weren't making space for me. And I thought about it and I was like, that's one of my wounds. Honey, come. And so I've been grateful and thanking my body. Now, does that mean I want to stay heavy? No, I don't. Because it's unhealthy. But I'm not hating on my body. I'm loving it. I'm thankful and grateful for showing me that that's still something that I've been struggling with, which will in turn help me heal all the other things, any lack of success I'm having, anything, it all ties in together. You heal one, you heal all. So look at the stories we're telling ourselves. Know that it's just our perspective on things. We can change that perspective by telling a different story and decide what story we want to tell. Okay? No judgment on any of that. No judgment that you know, my sister-in-law is telling that story about COVID and whatever. That's her reality, and that's fine. No concerns whatsoever. Go on. Puppy doesn't want to be done walking. Go on. But, yeah, it's an interesting place we're at. Because we get to do all that and decide all the things. So, I don't know. Look for more. I'm back in it. I'm motivated and enthusiastic right now. So I'm going to be talking a lot more. I'm going to be sharing daily journal prompting, partly because it's something that I want to be more disciplined about. And so I'm going to share outward and I'm going to kind of set up my social media around that. And then I've also been working towards starting my coaching group. So if you're interested or have, I'm setting up for three. There's going to be a tween, a teen, and a young to mid-20s group for now. And I think I'm looking at supporting disgruntled educators because I realize how many teachers are struggling with the profession right now. And I think we can make change from within if I can help teachers find a place where they're feeling more fulfilled and more confident and more like they have a say and a role in doing what it is that they know and feel is the right thing to do for education. So I'm kind of leaning towards them as my changing the system from within people. And I really want to support my co-professionals because it's a tough profession they're in. And I don't want to be a part of it from a teacher, like as a teacher anymore, but I do want to support and help the teachers that are still fighting the fight. So if any of that appeals to any of you, please reach out. My email is outsidetheboxacademyonline@gmail.com. Sorry, it's a long one. So outsidetheboxacademyonline@gmail.com. If you want to email me and we can get chatting about more. I'm setting up a bunch of the business end stuff. My friend's going to help me. She's like, oh, we should set this up. It'll make it easier to put all your information together, whatever. So she's going to help me with that today, hopefully. And then, I'll be more orderly and focused. It'll be easier than having to remember crazy long emails and all that stuff. So yeah, so I'm clearly not the best at that part, that's my story. I'm not good at that stuff, so I don't do it. But then I find someone who does. See, that's the key is building the team of people that'll support you in all ways, whether that be, you know, business wise or just life. You know, who's your team? So that's another topic for another day. And I've been chatting enough. But have a great day, and I will catch up with you all soon. Bye.